that's next Saturday.
Next Saturday?
14th. 16th. 16th is not Saturday.
It's right. The 13th. This Saturday is the 6th.
Oh, tell her that. Why did I think 15th was a Friday? Oh, yeah, 6th. I don't know why I thought 16th was a Friday.
That's how I know there's no surprise for me this year.
Birthday is my Tuesday.
You can't have a surprise to you in the year, bro. I think you lot would be doing too much.
It's not even, yeah. It's that, and like, there'd be no point.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't even want that, bro. Now that I've had one, maybe I'll have another one in 10 years' time or something.
I'm still convinced that you didn't even
get a surprise.
Yeah.
Why is everyone saying that?
Like, because I visualized it and I feel like I know what you'd look like if you was genuinely surprised. And you didn't look genuinely surprised, so I'm like,
No, don't get twisted. The plans weren't ruined for me. And then no one spoiled it or I found out this way. But I just knew on the day something was up. I just knew that. Do you know what I mean?
Something must have given it away, though.
I'm not going to lie. From when I was with you, man, going to Hyatt.
Yeah,
I thought, okay, maybe they're at higher. I've said this before. I thought they were at higher. Yeah, and then when they said, oh, yeah, you lot can't come in. And then he said that, excuse me, about his mom, keys. I was still not thinking, Rod. I was thinking, oh, Rod, like, what's going on now? I was confused. Yeah. I didn't think that us going back to my house, there's going to be people at my house.
Yeah.
But the two giveaways, I'm not going to lie. First, my door's open. That was the first thing. But I'm like, I pick up on this stuff. So my door's open.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is he's telling me to go to the thing. You're waiting there. He's in the toilet. I was like,
"No, we both went to the toilet, huh?"
Yeah, that's a giveaway.
But we both needed the toilet.
I was talking about when we got to his house. I lie.
No,
when we got
McDonald's.
Back, when we got back to my house.
Oh,
no, the
McDonald's
thing wasn't really. It wasn't really a thing. I'm not gonna lie.
Wait, what happened at your house again?
I can't. Well, like, I went into the toilet and I told him to go. What was it, my keys?
To get his keys.
Go get my keys.
Hey, get my keys. Who the hell are you sending? That was the second thing. I was like, okay. It's here, I think. Like, I was like, okay, if I open this door and there's people here, great. If I open this door and there's nobody here, it's like, oh, okay, fair. Like, maybe I'm just overthinking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But, yeah. Like, I'm not going to say, oh, I was like that. I wasn't like that. But, like, you get me? There was still a bit of a surprise in it.
Mm.
So, yeah. I think if I was to plan one for someone else, there's no chance they will know.
Maybe because, like, there was a few of us planning it. So, like, there was always a bit of room for...
Mistake.
Slip-up, mistake, yeah.
There wasn't an error, though. I mean, the only error
it wasn't really an error,
the door open. That was the one thing.
Door open? As yeah, in a jar open. Or unlocked?
No, it was, like...
It was open.
Like,
you could... didn't have to
push
actually,
it. You don't
oh,
need
that's a stretch.
And it was my front one... Oh my, I can't remember actually. I actually can't remember. But yeah.
Huh.
Oh yeah, still. I don't think I would want a surprise again. Even this year, I don't actually want to do anything. I'll be real.
You being saying that?
Yeah, man, I don't want to do anything. If I was to do something, it would probably be like a... Maybe go to a spa. Like any, it's just solo. I just want to be by myself. I don't know why. Maybe that's just age. I don't know.
It's lit, bro. I'm telling you.
Or I go abroad, maybe Amsterdam. I'm thinking of Amsterdam.
Yeah, I need to do more European trips, to be fair.
Yeah, this year I think I'll be on my flying out thing still.
Because last year you didn't go nowhere, no? No, I don't think so.
I didn't go anywhere last year. I didn't travel anywhere last year. Damn, I didn't see a plane. Yeah, that's true. You know, I actually didn't. That's crazy. That's kind of hurt my heart right now.
It's 2023, man. It's in the past, bro.
Not for real.
2024, more trips. Did you see the convo about the skiing trip? No. You ain't been on Snap today?
No, I actually haven't been on Snap today. Well, I haven't paid attention to Snap today.
When, yeah,
that's
standard,
the,
did it?
That's
I'm
the appropriate
really,
answer.
I'm not really shocked. When you was like, oh, you're outside. And you said his name question mark. I was like, there's no way this guy's asleep or he's forgotten that we're recording.
I did forget. I didn't forget, actually. I saw in the messages, yes, when we were talking about it yesterday,
yeah.
And man, he said he couldn't do Thursdays.
Yeah.
Then we were thinking to do it today. And then he said he couldn't do it today. And then we said Friday, and then you said you couldn't do it Friday.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, okay, Saturday, something's going to happen, isn't it? So yeah, we're probably going to do, I'll stay a lot on Saturday.
I was just thinking like, I don't want to come here on Saturday.
Neither do I, but...
No one wants to come on Saturday. So like, why would I do Saturday? Like, Saturday's the worst day. Like, yeah, I'm not doing straight things every day. Like, no, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm not going to lie. It's my time.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, nah, shift. I don't even want to do Friday. I was like, nah, I'll do Wednesday, bro. It's calm.
Yes.
Obviously, but it was crazy. There was only one appointment on this day on 7 p.m.
It's just God, man.
No, it wasn't even... Like, I would have booked 8 p.m. probably. Because 7 p.m. is kind of a rush after work.
Yeah, I was even thinking because you went in today. So I'm like,
yeah, bro.
Time did you even get back that you're even.
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you.
But Elizabeth land, so it's not too bad, isn't it?
About
20 minutes or something.
I don't even get Elizabeth land no more.
Changed.
Yeah.
But. Is that a joke? That has to be a joke.
Nah, no jokes.
That's to be cut.
Why would you switch from that? That's a straightforward train, like 20 minutes, bro. Debate.
Yeah.
You're going to work, bro.
I can't walk on Tesco no more. To Tesco no more.
Oh, nice. Brilliant. Getting recognised too much.
Yeah, I got to go through back roads now.
Back roads on the train.
Yeah, eventually I'll start driving to work. You know what I mean? Why not?
You should do that one time just for the sake of, you know.
Mm-mm.
Congestion. Parking.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's parking. I'll park in it anywhere.
Yeah, so why would you not?
You know how much that parking is, right?
Oh, that same car park we went to?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that one was not garage store.
I'm not on that.
Like, a car park is not packed.
I'm not on that store.
Yeesh.
I think there's a building car park, but I don't actually know where it is.
As in your workplace one?
Yeah, I think so. I think. I can't add that, you know.
Nah, bro, there's just no reason for me to drive in Central in the morning. I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah.
Traffic. Then you might bump into my man. What's his name? Cycling Mike, fam. Gay.
I wish I see him.
That would... No, you don't. I'll be real.
I wish I see him.
You think?
I...
You think... I think you'd lose, though. That's the thing. You'd actually lose, though, innit? Like,
nah.
Because you can't smoke him.
It's not about smoking, bro. He's losing his phone, innit?
He records with his thing, though.
Yeah, gone.
GoPro or something.
It's all gone. Oh, no, but it'll probably be connected to something.
Bro, he's backed up somewhere. Backed like. It's a leak.
Yeah, it's probably backed up.
Oh my gosh. Did you mind see what happened to the academics?
No.
You didn't?
No.
So this guy, he went, he had a couple of his boys around at a crib, right? And then they came around and it was like, oh, let's go clubbing. So then he was like, oh, I want to get wasted, white girl wasted sort of thing. So he's like, oh.
Who goes clubbing and says, I want to get white, go with this?
Mate, maybe something's going on in his life. I don't know. You know what I mean? But he's telling his boy, you drive my car because I'm trying to get, I'm trying to wrap myself off kind of thing. His boy starts driving. They get to the club now. Now, there's this one babe that he's like on and off with like over the past few years sort of thing. She shouts him too much, wants to come see him. But he's drunk at this point, I believe. So then he's texting her, but he's drunk so that he's not really paying attention to what he's saying sort of thing. Gets wasted in the club now. Him and Amanda are driving back to the crib. Then as he gets back to the crib, he's remembering that he got the girl Uber from where she lives to his crib. He remembers, then he goes upstairs, conks out, because it was a day party. So they got home at like 9 o'clock sort of thing. Gone to his room, crashed out. Obviously forgotten the girl's coming to his crib. Then he wakes up like 4 a.m. His boys come into the room and wake up at like 4 a.m. Talking about they're leaving. The two men he came with, that came to his crib, and went clubbing with and came back to his crib.
No, but like, who orders a cab and then forgets they're coming?
He was drunk though. White girl wasted though. So it's easy to forget, I'm not going to lie. Let's be real. You don't think so?
No.
White girl wasted, bro.
What I'd forget to do is forget to order the cab.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So 4 a.m. comes. His boys come in and say, oh, listen, we're cutting. Then he wakes up properly now. Then obviously searches the crib. Then he's remembered, oh, I got that girl cab. They ain't said nothing about the girl, by the way. They've just said, oh, yeah, we're cutting. This is 4 a.m. Goes downstairs or goes to her room, whatever. Sees her in a room. He's like, well, go on. Come downstairs. Let's talk, whatever. Comes downstairs. And he's talking about, oh, so what happened? Like, she's like, oh, like, I was just having fun with your boys. Like, we're just having a good time, whatever. That was it. He was like, He didn't really accuse her or nothing. He was like, cool, whatever, yeah. And he's looking around because he lives by himself, innit? He's looking around at his back garden. He's like, stuff is where they shouldn't be. Like, chairs are places where they shouldn't be because it's like, someone's been there because he ain't been there sort of thing because he lives by himself, like I said. So then, out of curiosity, he goes to check his CCTV camera, right? And he's got cameras all over the crib. And then he's obviously got cameras that are covering the back garden, right? Long story short, like, he sees the girl getting rammed out by two of his boys. Those two.
Is it two?
Two, bro. As in one in the back, one in the front. Same time, like, she's getting, yeah? Both ends, yeah? Bear in mind, they left and told him, listen, we're cutting. They didn't tell him nothing about the girl. She said, oh, we just had a good time. She didn't say what happened. So then he's seen it. He's gone back to her. He's like, so what really happened, innit? She's still playing dumb. Well, quote unquote, playing dumb. Asked again, like, what really happened? He's like, I don't know what happened. Like, we just had a good time. Now he's thinking, okay, is it possible that she doesn't actually know what happened, sort of thing? So then she leaves. And then he gets a text from her 3 days later talking about, no, before that, before she left, I think he sort of said, oh, something's on the footage that sort of contradicts what you're telling me right now as to what happened. But they didn't really get into it. So she left. Then 3 days later, she messaged him saying, oh, what's on the footage? I think something happened to me. So then he's like, well, like, I'm not going to lie, bro. Like, the video shows you chopped them at the same time. Like, you lied to me, but you chopped them on camera, some 4K footage or whatever it is, yeah? She's like, no, I didn't. Then she goes to Jake's. She's talking about, oh, I got R'd at his crib, quote unquote, allegedly. I got R'd at his crib by these two guys. He's talking about, I'm not involved. I was asleep. So then he gave his boy's number to her, talking about, you saw it out because I was asleep, ain't involved sort of thing. And then she went to the Jakes and said, oh, academics ain't giving me the footage. He's not cooperating sort of thing. He was like, what are you talking about, bro? I told you what was on the footage. I told you, this is my boy's number. Go talk to him. I'm not involved. Long story short, Jakes kicked down his crib and then, yeah, he goes in for questioning. And he's like, he told the Jakes exactly what he told her. Like, I was asleep. It's on footage. You can go through the footage. That's what happened sort of thing. And it turned out, case got closed, that there wasn't enough evidence to show that she got R'd, apparently.
So the police didn't get the video, the CCTV
footage.
I believe they did. And, true, there isn't enough evidence if you just see a footage like that.
Yeah. So I think they assumed that she consented.
Yeah.
So they said there's not enough evidence to say that you got R'd, allegedly, innit? So, yeah, that was case closed. Yeah. Which is kind of mad. He was kind of saying how, like, that could happen to anyone.
Yeah, I'm like, everyone's getting caught off, though.
It's mad.
Everyone's getting caught off.
Wait, why?
You're telling me a babe I've been chatting to on and off for the past few years.
Oh, is that what the babe? I thought you just met her in the club.
No, right. They've been on off for a few years.
Off a few years, bro. Everyone's going to choke.
And you know she's coming. Yeah. And all you tell me is, oh, bro, we're leaving your
crib. We're leaving now.
At 4 a.m.
They're sniggering together when they're leaving.
Do you know what I mean? And I kept talking about, oh, yeah, she was dirty still. Like, what? Yeah, are you crazy?
Imagine
like,
that, bro. Nah, bro.
Then he's all getting told, oh, yeah, they R'd me sort of thing. Like, what? Your boys ain't told you what they did. You're blindsided. You don't know what's going on.
No, everyone's going
And then she's now saying, oh, yeah, academics ain't giving up the footage. He's not cooperating. Crazy.
But how did this get, bro? Was he just doing a story time or something?
Yeah. On his stream.
That's a crazy story time. I would never do that.
But he was like, yeah, this can happen to anyone. I'm like, I don't know. Yes, I mean,
it definitely can.
Yes and no, because white girl wasted, bro. I'm not doing that.
No,
I'm not doing that, I'll be real. You're telling me you have two of them and them. You're like, I want to get wasted. You drive my car, let's just go and get wasted. You're the one that's wasted, not them.
No, it's not a... Nah, like, I'll definitely say, yo, drive my car.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's been times when I was younger, like, yeah, like, right, I'm the driver, but I actually want to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, there's allegedly, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's been times where I want to get drunk, innit? So I can understand from that point of view, not white girl wasted, but like man wants to drink.
Exactly. You won't forget stuff. Like forgetting, you got to get Uber to your
not
crib.
Not forget stuff, but like also, I could conk out. I can definitely conk out after like a night out. But then again, it's a day party. I've never conked out after a day party. So but that
he
level
drank
must have been
though, innit? He drank.
But like if it's a nighttime event, man's gone. burst.
That's the thing. He got back at 9 p.m. and conked out.
Nah, it's a day party. You're drunk. Nah, I haven't been there. 9 p.m. is even crazy. My day party's ended at like,
I don't know,
10 or 11. I don't even know.
Maybe you left early, whatever. But I'm not forgetting if I've got a babe Uber to my crib.
That's not the issue, though.
That's
is
not
it?
The issue. Yeah,
it's, I'm not.
It's his boys.
But he's saying that
it's both of them.
Yeah, oh, yo, 100%, 100%.
But I wouldn't forget though. That's what I'm saying. It wouldn't even get to.
Not that. Gonna lie though. Like in that situation, I ain't saying I would do it or anything. Don't get twisted. I'm not. Breathe, man. Breathe. If it's like a, like, let's say you, we've gone to our motive now and that's your pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And you've now gone upstairs and she's still downstairs.
Yeah.
And she's now trying to move to us both.
See, that, no, that's exactly,
different though.
That's running that though.
That's different.
That's what I thought the situation was. That's what I was going to say. No. His boys aren't in the wrong.
Yeah, no, bro.
But if it's someone that he's been speaking to on and off for 3 years, and obviously they're in the wrong. But yeah, what has to say, and I agree with still.
On and off for 3 years?
Nah, man. That's, nah.
That's weird.
You've got a history, bro.
Yeah, that's weird.
Exactly. And the energy thing, we don't know, but let's just say she was left unattended at the crib, and they just pulled up the yak and just started talking, having a good time, and then one thing led to another in the backyard.
How do you even get... How do you...
She's getting trained.
I think Americans are different, isn't it? I'm just going to leave it at that, bro. I don't know London girls are doing that.
The thing is, I don't think he cut off his boys, though. I've got a weird feeling that he just did.
It is, though. I feel like in America, it's a bit different. The whole...
culture.
Yeah, I think it's a bit different. Like, here's a bit more... I want to say stricter.
So you'd cut us off if we did that?
No, I'll punch you both up, innit?
Yeah, so you'd cut us off?
No, it's a punch up, innit? That's it.
That's it?
I'll be real. Like, with me, I'm not cutting no one off because of gal, innit? I'll be real.
I can't store.
I've got to that stage where it's like, if the friendship's deep, like, I get it, innit? Like, cool.
If you were talking to a girl on and off for 2-3 years and you were in that situation and me and T9 did what they did to his girl, you're not cussing us off.
But I've always said, like, the girl is the one that I'm looking at the most in that situation, because for you to allow people that are my people to do you, when I say do you, I mean like to allow them to...
Yeah, but they're your people.
No, but like, I'll be real. At the end of the day, I think guys will be guys.
I knew you were going to say that.
No, bro, I'll be real. I'm just being honest. This is just how I think. I feel like guys will be guys. Mm. If the opportunity is there, a lot of guys are saying yes, not no. Do you know what I mean? I generally believe that a lot of guys will say yes.
Depends on the situation. In that situation, no, I'm going to say no, innit? I'd be uncomfortable.
No, I'd be uncomfortable. I'm not saying this is my girlfriend though, bro.
Yeah, but
this
even
on
if
and off, I've been working this one, then I've gone to different babes. I've been working different babes. Then I go back to that one. On and off is different to...
On and off for 2-3 years.
Yeah, but bro, on and off can be like, I'm on with her for 3 months, then I'm off 9 months. Then I'm back to the same one month. I'm back, gone to someone else. Then I've gone back 3 months.
But it's like even if you were, let's say this situation didn't happen, you're on and off with a girl for 2-3 years, and I go to chat to that same girl. Isn't that weird? Not even me chopping her, me chatting to her. Isn't that weird?
It depends.
It would be.
It depends. If I know that, like, okay, these two have a history, they're on and off of each other all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like, if they're off now, you know they're going to be on later in the future.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, I wouldn't still.
I'm not going to go there.
I'm not going to, I don't know. Like, I'm not saying I don't know as if I'll go there. I'm talking about in terms of the situation of if it's that deep for me. Like, if it's not my ex. It's not my ex, do you know what I mean? So it's different. Yeah. On and off is, it's like, it's a fling, bro. I'll be real, so.
Yeah, but there's a connection there though. Years of being on and off. And bear in mind, it's not a thing where one of them chopped them.
Right, I'm going to say a name, yeah. Flip. Did I put a start time? I definitely did. Cool. 3, 2, 1. Cool. For example, yes.
Which one?
That's on and off, bro. And if man were to now try and talk to her tomorrow, what's my business with that?
That's different though, because...
Oh my days, bro. No, it's not.
Yes, it is, bro.
No, it's not,
in his
bro.
Situation, like, he'd spoken to her recently, sort of. You ain't done that in that situation.
Yeah.
It's been years since you've last, you get me.
Are you... But
exactly.
That's cap.
You're on and off and off and off. Then maybe you're on. You're not on and off.
Like, you guys, you've been off.
Yeah, you've been off
for a minute, like, bro. You know, you have. They weren't off for that long, yeah, bro. Exactly. It was a matter of months. The last time he spoke to her.
Awesome.
Exactly.
For me, I still think it's very relatively similar. Like, it's still an example of something like on and off, bro. But in that situation now, if you two are with her downstairs, are you saying you would or you wouldn't? Because for me personally,
wait, that example,
that's
different because, like I said, the amount of time it's been off for is so long that you shouldn't really give a damn. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's actually been time, do you
so
know?
If you wanted to, you couldn't.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Yeah,
there's
you shouldn't
no
be
debate.
Holding anything against like, us.
Because
like,
you would say the exact same thing as well.
I'm doing it.
Like, there exactly, we go, exactly.
But I'm just saying, like.
But that's it, you know. It's the same thing. It's not the same thing.
If you'd now been with her or talking to her 4 months ago, it changes things.
But what's facts. Talking to her, though? I don't
like,
get
you're
it.
On. You're on, like, 6 months ago, 4 months ago. It's fresh. You're going to feel that.
I'm going to feel it because of the girl, bro.
And us.
No, it's not because of you.
Bear in mind, it's not one person that did it. It's both at the same time.
Yeah, that just shows a lot about her. That's how I see it, bro.
But wait, you're saying you're going to feel it because of the girl. So that means that girl holds importance. And we're still doing the girl. So would you not hold it against us as well?
No, because for me, it's like, if I'm speaking to a girl, yeah, no guy should be able to get her.
Yeah.
When I'm talking to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you lot are able to get her, then that girl is just like, rah, like you did this to me. That's calm. Mm-hmm. I see how it is. And if it's you two that did it, that means it could have been a stranger this one day, a stranger another day. Like for me, I don't care if which guys do it. If a guy's able to do it, then that girl is just wrong girl for me.
So it's like, if you were chatting to a girl now, to test her loyalty, would you like leave her with the guys and see whether or not?
No, like I ain't leaving her. Like, no, I don't need to test loyalty. Do you know what I mean? This guy says leave her with the guys. as if alliance.
Yeah, that's leave what he's describing. That's what he's describing. That's what you're describing us.
That's
actually you're saying as if like your boys are just instinctual and that.
No, like
boys will be boys. We're gonna chop.
I think
there.
Boys will be boys. Yeah. In general, I think. Like I feel like maybe because it's you two, like you lot are like you're closer to me, and so maybe you'll feel like, maybe a more sort of way.
Yeah.
But I'm saying guys in general. Like, someone I have a guy, let's say I have a guy friend I haven't spoken to in maybe 3-4 months. If he goes and does it, I should now cut him off because what? Because he chopped a babe that I was on and off with. Like, nah, like, it's not that still.
That's because you're not close with him or as close with him. Those were his dogs or are his dogs.
Bro, for me, the principle is if you are able to work a girl that I claim I'm talking to, then that girl is just a bad girl. I'm not gonna. Yeah, like, I'm saying this in an example of, I'm not gonna. I say this in everything. I would ask you, man, not to do it. But if you are able to do it, then that girl's just a bad girl.
Yeah, but in a situation,
I'd appreciate if you didn't do it. That's
in a situation, you wouldn't have been able to ask us though because you conked out.
Exactly. I would appreciate if you don't do it.
Exactly.
I'd appreciate it. Right. But I'm not holding you back. If you're able to do it, and you choose to do it. Damn, bit of a chest bang.
Yeah.
But she's banged me in my face. She's knocked me out. No. That's what it is for me.
Thing is, yeah, boys will be boys, but we are boys, which is why we wouldn't do it.
No. For me, it's the principle. Like, if a girl allows you to do it, like, if you choose to do it, that's fine.
Yeah, if she comes on to me, different story. If she's just there and I choose to work it of my own accord, that's completely different.
If you choose to work it and she's hearing it, she's still a bad girl in my eyes, bro.
Yeah, but he's a bad guy.
They shouldn't have done that.
He's
though,
a bad
man.
Guy.
Bro, you're getting that. Like, for me, I'm not gonna lie, like, guys will be guys. If you're drinking with a girl and the girl starts looking nice to you, if she allows it, then she's a bad girl, bro. She shouldn't be in that situation. Why is she chilling there? There's multiple questions I can ask. Why are you there? Why are you drinking with my boys? What are you doing there? I'm here. Go upstairs, wake me up. You're chilling downstairs with my guys. You are a bad girl. I'm not gonna lie. So. Yeah, brush her. You lot cool. I would even scrap you. That's a lie. If it's my, if it was an ex, I'm like, well, scrap. We're banging it out. But yeah,
I'm different. Like, if I've conked out upstairs and my link is downstairs, she's not in the link. We've been on and off for a few years. She's downstairs, and you man are getting busy with her at the same time. and you wake me up and tell me you're leaving my crib and I go downstairs, she lies to me and I find out on camera what you man are doing.
Not gonna lie,
I'm gonna say, oh, boys will be boys. Hell no.
No, not gonna lie though. I'm not gonna come and say, oh yeah, we just worked, you're going, now we're cutting. Like, no. Talk to me tomorrow.
They didn't do that either. They didn't do that either. They didn't tell him.
He didn't need tomorrow. He already checked it.
No, see, he found out the wrong way. No cap. On camera, hell no. That's wrong. That's so,
if she wasn't
so
there
wrong.
Though, like maybe we'll be like, yo, like, nah, you get me. But for me personally, I ain't got an issue with it unless she's my ex.
If you might have told me, it'd be better. I'm not gonna lie. That's better at least.
Man would be like, yo, you know, like, bro,
that's better. I'm finding out on CCTV.
Yeah, but you decided to check it because she was moving bookie, bro.
Who wouldn't check it in that situation?
That's what I'm saying. You checked it and like you didn't even give us time to bloody tell you. We're not gonna tell you when she's still here.
But then it's like they didn't tell him at all in the situation, at all.
You already knew though. But for me, like, if, like, for example, you're asking me to tell you, and she, let's say she's cut from the yard, I'll be like, yo, bro, like, I'm not gonna lie to you, yeah. That baby's a dirty one still. You ask me a question, what are you talking about? Like, you get me, like, we're drinking and yo, like, gotta start coming on to both of us, bro.
Yeah. That's yeah, but that's
like cool. that's a soft blow for me. I don't even think that's even a blow. Be like, it's just an eye opener. Like, bruh, she's dirty, bro.
To be honest, I do hear it.
Do you know what I mean? That's like, she's dirty. How could she do that?
I do hear it.
Like, bro, if I tell you in that manner, it's like, you can't hate me because like, this ain't your girl, bro.
Yeah.
That like, I'm not gonna lie to you. This on and off thing's fake, bro. It's fake. If she's not your girlfriend, she's not. Like, on and off is like, you're playing with her feelings, bro. And she's playing with you. You're both playing with each other. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you still like each other.
Yeah, I guess.
Exactly. But, which is where it's going to hurt. That's my point.
Yeah, that's can't brush it so easy. It depends on what, like, how you feel about the girl. If I'm on and off with a girl, if I'm on and off with a girl and it's just straight, you know what I mean? And no feelings are attached, but it's just on and off, then I wouldn't care. But if we both like each other and it's just like a serious but not serious type of thing, then it would be a kind of a blow.
Which is probably what it is. On and off for 3 years, no string attached, is pretty far-fetched. I'm not going to lie. That's pretty far-fetched.
Either way, for me, my issues with the girl, and I've always been like that. My issue will always be the girl, with the girl, because I feel like you should have had, what is it? It's not loyalty. It's, I don't know what it is, but.
Is that, well, why would you have issues if she's not your girl?
No, that's what I'm saying to like that's who, but that's who my issue would lie with. If I had to pick someone, it's with her.
So if you were currently talking to her and the same thing happened.
What do you mean?
As in the girl's your current thing. It's not on and off. Like, you're talking to her as we speak.
So let's say I'm talking to her, I'm working, I'm going on dates.
Yeah, and then you get drunk and you go upstairs and we're downstairs and she's there as well. And the same thing happens.
Again, it would pain me, but like, rah, like, man's take you out. Man's talking to you on FaceTime, the X, Y, and Z, and you go and chop my boys. Rah.
But
like,
what about us though?
Bro, she's not to my girl, bro. She's not my girlfriend, bro.
Come on, like,
it's a lie.
There's
it's a
severe
lie.
Wrongdoing on our part
bro,
as well,
like,
man, I can tell you firsthand, bro. This is what I'm telling you, bro.
Nah.
I won't cut you, man, off because, like, bro, one, she's not my girlfriend, two. Yeah. If you're able to work her, thank you for letting me know that this is not the girl for me.
That's true.
That's all
she's
it is, bro. There's
girl.
No.
Go on.
Like, there's no, like, bad blood between you, man, because. My wife, you won't be able to work her. So keep doing this to the girls that I talk to, bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now because the girl that's for me, she will look at you side and then I'll be like, yo, bro, you try to work with my babes.
Mm-hmm.
Fez, I'm side at you now. And that's it.
Okay, but let's say the guy worked your girl and it resulted, he got the 3 points. Are you still not going to side at him then?
Yes,
nah, because...
Why?
Because you're not... She's not worth it to me, bro. But if she
well,
gets...
Fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? She's not worth it to me, bro. She's not worth the bad blood. And if you now try it with someone that's like my... Like, she rejects you.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, that's a good girl. I'd be like, bro, like, come on, man. Like, you keep doing this. What's going on for you, bro?
Nah, you wouldn't talk that calm.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
Exactly.
No, but like, man, it's still the same thing. Like, she's just someone I'm talking to. I'm like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's not, she's not my girlfriend.
But serious.
Yeah, and then I'll have the chat with like, bro, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like this is my this is my babe, bro. Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to get serious with her.
But we've chopped her though.
Then I'll be like, no, you haven't chopped this one. You haven't chopped this one.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, she rejected us.
Yeah, she rejected. Okay. I'll be like, yo, like, fall back, bro. Don't do that. Like, I'll check you. That's it. It's not a bad blood, though. Man, like, we've been through deep stuff, bro. Like, we got a podcast. Well, I should now end it because you tried work magic with a boy, man. She didn't feel it. Like, what? She's not my girlfriend, bro.
That's actually
she's not your girlfriend, but you wanted her to be, though.
Let's say you're speaking to a girl consistently for 3 months. Late night FaceTime.
Imagine calls. Cutting off your boy because of a girl for three months.
Let's say like 8, 9. 9 months straight. Yeah,
let's say 9 months. Yeah. She's not
so
your
if
girl.
I'm talking to happens. A babe for 8, 9 months and you're able to chop in one day,
yeah.
And you're telling me I should be upset because that babe is a hoe.
In hindsight,
no, not be upset. You're upset. You should be angry at us at the same time.
Because you have game and she fell for it. Come on, man. I'm telling you, bro, like there's no I've come to terms with, like, bro, you are my bridges.
Yeah.
Like, unless you've wronged me, like you've disrespected me, that's not a disrespect to me. You've worked a babe that I thought was mine. It's not. It was just my turn. Shout out to Harris. Me. Do you know what I mean? It was just my turn, bro. So why am I going to be upset with that? That's me, though. Like, I get you lot's standpoint, though. Like, right, like, that's bad man of him.
I don't know if I'd cut him off, but it's a thing where I'd have to think about it, like, severely still. I'm currently talking to her, and this happens. And you, man, train her, bro. And then don't tell me. And I find out how I found out. Bro, I'm going to have serious conversations with you.
I want
to
say her name, man. You guys just switch on in it. Like, you know how I'm talking about, innit? You have to know, innit? Like, cool. I'm talking about a babe, yeah? So if me and Benzo work a babe, the babe I'm talking about, yeah?
Bro.
You're cutting me and Benzo off.
I don't know who you're talking about. I'll be real.
Right, you talk to multiple women. Banner.
What are you doing here? Banner. We're having a conversation. You're trying to ruin the brand. Does banner. It every week.
Banner. I'm joking. Right, let me just put the name here in it. Long time girl before.
Yeah, okay.
All right, cool. I'll send it to you, innit?
I think I already know who you're talking about.
So it's you that didn't know. Can you imagine? In fact, maybe you don't, but I've sent it to you.
I already knew, yeah.
Okay, calm.
You're cutting us off.
No, I didn't say I'd cut you off.
But are you going
to
be
angry? I said conversations will have to be had. Like,
what's the conversation?
Actually, no, that's not a good example.
How's that not a good example?
That's a because, perfect no, example.
It's not a perfect example. Oh, I can't even
just,
explain
but just answer it. Would you be angry at us?
Would you be angry in any way at us?
Not angry, not because of that. Her.
I said that. Do I mean though? Like, you can't be angry with us for her.
Nah, not that. No, bro. No. That's not a good example though, because I said,
bro, there's
been talking for like 9 months and there's feelings invested from both parties consistently.
There's only one girl, yeah, for you that I know that I would say. In fact, to be honest, I'm not interested in talking to any girl that you might have spoke to. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
But I know that there's one off radar for you.
Yeah.
And that's it, bro.
Yeah, we'd have to scrap.
But I know. Like, do you know what I mean? But a man's not saying if it was that one, and we did that, then you get me. Man gets it. If you want to bang us up, bang us up. Do you know what I mean? Man knows that. But I'm saying for like, that's not an on-off thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's like, that's serious, bro. Yeah, so yeah. That's different. And I said that. I said it's like an ex. Do you know what I mean? It's different. But for the person I typed,
yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. That's an on and off thing, bro.
Okay, bare example is her friend. Her friend, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's a better example. That one would pain you. That one would pain you. And you can't tell me otherwise. Yeah, exactly. Yes, 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 bro. You'd bang someone. Facts, facts. And she ain't your girlfriend or wasn't your girlfriend at whatever point. Facts, bro.
You would.
You would.
No.
But I think you'd do the same. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying I wouldn't. Okay. I'm saying I wouldn't cut you off.
Wait. You would do the same for which one?
Wait, I would do what?
The
he would bang us for this one that he typed.
You'd feel some type of way towards us, 100%.
For someone of that level? Yeah, I would. Facts.
Okay. No, we'll talk. Oh, for someone of the level, for which name? The first or second name?
Yeah, the first one.
Oh, the first one?
Yeah.
Feel type of way?
Yeah, like you would.
Nah.
You would, man. It's just like, I'd just be like, bro, it's such cap. We're speaking in theory right now, but if it was to actually happen,
bro, it's not a cut off thing. It's not a cut off thing.
It's definitely not. But I'd be like,
it's not a cut off thing. I wouldn't even cut you off for the second name. I swear to God, I wouldn't. Man, I'm a fried, bro. I swear that. Okay, cool. All right, cool. Let me say the third name. Let me say the third name. You think I'm cutting you off because of this?
Hell no. Nah.
But that's on and off, bro.
That's not the same. Okay, on and off.
That's years, bro.
That's different.
But like I said.
See what I'm saying
to
you, man?
But you've been off for so long again, bro.
Are you done, bro?
That ain't fresh. That ain't fresh.
you lot gotta be sharp with what you're talking about. I'm just gonna send you something in it. Like, bro, like, there's like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
bro, it's different, bro. Like, that's a good example. I think personally, that's a good example. The second name, I'm not cutting you up, man, off for that. That's just pain, like rah, like that girl did me like that, rah. Man would have never expected that. That's all. I'm telling you, bro.
If I was to do it, you still bro, be driving you to the studio.
I'm gonna cut off the podcast because of the girl.
You could scrap. You could.
No, man's not scrapping you, bro. Why am I scrapping you because of that?
So I'm still getting your car.
You're still getting my car. I'll be like, rah, like, man, actually worked this babe, though. And damn.
I'll still spudge you and everything.
Spud me, bro. Like, did you do it to disrespect me? No. You did it because, rah, opportunity's there. And I said, boys will be it. Boys. First. If she allowed you to do that, it's like, rah.
Yeah, but he disrespected you in the process.
He didn't disrespect me. He didn't disrespect me.
With that name.
Maybe there's... If I didn't think about you, is that not disrespect?
No, because, bro, like...
The opportunity was there, and I didn't care that you were trying to it.
No.
That's not disrespect.
No. To me, it's not disrespect.
Fairs.
To me, it's not disrespect.
Fairs.
It's a disrespect if you're saying, you're talking down on my name and be like, bro, why are you talking to this guy for?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a disrespect. Then we're scrapping. Then we're like, we may not be boys now.
Yeah.
But if it's a thing of, man's invited you, man, we've gone out, me, you, us three, to a birthday party. I've now called babe. She's come over and she's chilling with you, man, downstairs. She's drinking with you, man, downstairs. And then she now chops you, both of you.
Uh-huh.
I should be angry with you, man, when she's done one, two, and three wrong. Get out of here, man. Nah, she can go, bro. Imagine you, man, are playing FIFA downstairs and she comes to bake with you, man, on the chair.
Can't lie.
Damn! See what I'm saying to you, man? You, man, are banging FIFA or drinking, playing FIFA. And she's like, oh, yeah, who's winning, huh?
Swear, I'll side out, you know.
Bro, you side out, bro. You side out, be like, yo, what is going? What, have you spoke to us though? Like, go check on us. That's the stuff. Yeah, sort of stuff you might be saying. I know you'd be saying that.
Yeah.
And the next year, she's like, oh, nah, like, let's take shots. Even if you man said, let's take shots, and she said, yes, that girl's not my girl, bro. And I'm going to cut off the podcast because of that. Yo, say that story time today, bro.
Yeah, you wouldn't cut each other.
Say the story time now, bro. But, and that's why I said them man aren't in the wrong, bro.
But we shouldn't initiate shots, though. Bro. That's weird.
Bro, if you initiate shots and she says no, then I'd be like, rah, like, bro, like, how'd you do that, bro? Like, you know I'm trying to take her serious.
Yeah.
Wait, you say you question us if she said no.
Yeah.
But if she said yes...
Then she's now for the streets, bro. That's the sort of girl she is.
Because we asked.
If you ask and she says yes,
yeah,
then it's like, why are you taking shots with these men?
Yeah.
If you ask and she says no, I'm good. Then it's like, okay, bro, like why did you offer her shots, bro? Like, what are you on?
Okay, as long as you question both sides, then yeah.
No, of course it's a question both sides thing. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if unless it's an ex just means I'm just. Going based off feelings now, bro. Like, my feelings are involved. She's an ex. Yeah. I don't care, but like, yeah, man's banging you, you know. That's all. See what I'm saying, bro? Man's, I thought about this stuff, bro. I would never cut off a man or my man them because of a girl, bro. Unless they've disrespected me.
She'd have to be my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's the only way.
Like, my current girl. Yeah, she'd have to be my current girl.
Yeah, that's the only way, though. And it wouldn't be on and off.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? On and off just means she's just a girl I was talking to. That's it, Storm. But yeah,
when you
let me do a quick intro, man.
Yeah, go on.
Ha, what entry. Anyways, welcome to the What We Saying Pod. It's me, your boy Hustle Hustler. Oh, that's definitely wrong. You're joined my co-host, T9 and Wooden.
What are you saying?
You also joined my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo 8.
Yo,
what are you saying? Like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to the listeners, the watchers.
Make sure you lot vote us for podcasts.
Audio, yeah.
Podcast audio and Gen Z click the link. I think this will be out on time.
Should be, yeah.
I think voting closes soon still, so yeah, make sure you vote now. And yeah.
Yeah, what did Benzo say? Lord Tap Away. Yeah, I probably would.
Oh, for the first name?
Yeah, I probably, no, but like, I'd be like, when I say full Tap Away, I would have been like, raw, all right. But you might want to see that though. I'd be like, okay.
Man. But you wouldn't feel a type of way if I just came and spudded you the next day after you've had it out with her or something like that.
With that name?
Yeah.
I'd be like...
Cool. You're not spudding me the next day, bro.
I would.
Okay.
I would have spoken to you, though. I'd have been like, bro, like, what happened? Like, You know what I mean?
And I'll say, like, if I was going with you guys' logic, I'll say, I saw an opportunity and I took it, bro.
Right then.
That right then was even a bit of like,
no, but like, it's like, what are we doing here? Like, what else can we do here? Like, that's is what it is.
You're just going to say, fair enough.
Yeah. Come on. What else can I say with, come on?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
It's only right, bro.
Fair enough.
Like, there can't be anything deeper than
there's
that.
Nothing, there's not much you can say.
Exactly.
Simply because she's nothing. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't want to get too technical
yeah.
in it.
That was
like,
the wrong word, but yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, bro, like. Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, not significant. Insignificant.
That's worse than...
No, it isn't. Nothing.
Or insignificant is a bit higher than nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, that's how me personally, I would handle it. Now, do you know what I mean?
I feel like in the moment, it'd be harder to calm down and speak with a level mind.
No, man.
When you get told about it straight away,
yeah,
you probably need like a minute or two to just cool down. Be like, ah, cool.
I wouldn't cool down. I wouldn't need to cool down with him.
No, I'm saying with...
Like, the minute you tell me, like, it'll be like, oof, heart sinks.
That's what I mean.
Man's going to go and check her. That's it. Or if anything, just cut her off, bro.
That's what I'm saying. So like, when your heart is sinking, you're going to deep it for a minute and be like, okay, what do I say? And then you go. Like, you're not going to be straight off the rip, like, oh, yeah, it's cool, like, whatever. No way. Come on.
The only thing I can say is, oh, no, you man are dirty, man.
No.
Good waste, man.
Yeah! You might say that eventually, but that won't be the first thing you say.
Nah, I get into your car, spud you, and then I tell you the events of what happened last night.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that you're just gonna be like, you're gonna say that you're gonna be you're gonna feel some ill way towards me.
Is I'm insulting her. I'll be like, nah, she's a waste, man. That's where my aggression will straight away be to
first.
Then I'll be like, you man violated, but it's calm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's all it is, bro. Like, you man violated, but it's calm. Like, it's not a take personally because it's I know where it is, bro. Like, that's all it would actually be from my side personally. I've always said, never would I lose someone that I value because of someone that isn't someone I should value. It don't make sense.
Someone that's not as significant as...
Someone that isn't significant, clearly.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's just how it would be. But if it's a common occurrence now, then like, I guess you can feel a type of way, I guess.
Common occurrence.
Now every babe is the one, she's now coming. It's like I'm the wrong friend, bro. Like, nah. I'm bringing her over and now she keeps, every girl wants to keep chopping you, man. Every time you man are two man in my girl. Nah, man. I have to bang it out one time, bro.
Just need like 1 or 2 minutes just to collect my thoughts and then just proceed after that, innit?
Fair enough.
Because like when I see it for what it is and I speak straight away, I might say the wrong thing. So I don't want to do that. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, in that position, there's no right or wrong to say it though.
Nah, there is still. If you cut me off, if I cut you off for the name you sent the first one, I can't lie. Like, what am I doing?
Why would I do
that? That's weird. Exactly. That is quote unquote wrong. I think anyways.
Yeah, nah, I would generally think you're a waste, man. Though.
Do you think girls see it the same way?
No.
No. Who's the reverse?
They're more emotional, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair. I think biologically, they're more emotional.
Yeah, serious.
Like with me, I'll just think about it rationally. Like, this wasn't my girlfriend. This wasn't my significant other. So I'm just going to put that as below girlfriend.
Mm.
This is someone I was on and off with. And I'm going to be upset. Why? He's on and off.
Yeah.
That's a fling.
Because on and off means there's other girls in the picture.
Yeah, like, so that's like, what I said. That 3 months I could be talking to her. Then I go and work different babes. I'm working different. We're in the club working different babes.
Yeah.
Then I go back to her for another 3 months. Oh, yeah, babe, how you doing?
You don't really care about her.
You don't care about her, bro.
That much.
You don't care about her.
But it's because of the use. If we use us, it's slightly different sort of thing. Because of how close we are. That's what's going to make it a little bit more, do you know what I mean? Regardless of who it is, I'm not going to lie. I think that's just how it is. We'll brush it, but like, why you, bro? If it was someone that I'm cool with, no.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd care less. I care much less if it was someone I was just calm with.
Yeah, if it's someone I'm just calm with, like do you know what I mean? I was still, like, I will side at every girl I spoke to that if they now start speaking to my brethren. It's just a side eye. Because be like, rah, like, you did that, calm, first. That's it.
But do you think it's possible for them to take your boy in without knowing your friends?
In this day and age, no.
You think?
In this London, no.
Because when you think about it, like, all the mandem aren't necessarily visible.
No, but in this day and age, in London, no. London is small, bro.
Okay.
London is small. I'm not gonna lie. If for example, I'm dating a South London girl today, and let's say it didn't work out, 6 months later, I tried talking to another South London girl. Honestly, it's my risk because I'm sure they know someone that knows someone that knows each other. I'm telling you.
Yeah, we just don't care.
Yeah, me personally, I would know my person's friends. If they're not in that immediate circle,
she's game.
Yeah, she's game. She's game. Not that she's game. But then again, like, if I then find out, like, raw now, like, they're actually friends, I'll shift her. If that was like my good ex, like, if that was an ex.
Okay, your ex, yeah.
Yeah, if it was a fling,
if you weren't, then, if I ain't heard her name, like, when you're telling me stories and that, oh, yeah, I'm going to her house, I'm going to her. If I'm not really hearing that name, can't lie.
But in this day and age, everybody knows everybody. Or everybody knows somebody that knows somebody that knows you. So, yeah, it's impossible for us to not know. Everybody knows. They just choose to act. Whether they didn't know, but they know.
Mm.
That's personally what I think.
And I feel like as we're getting older, like, I'm feeling less of a need to tell my friend, me and her did a thing. Especially if what you did with her was insignificant. Like, if you were talking to her on and off for like 3 months, and then 6 months after that, I buck into her, I'm not going to talk to you about her.
Yeah, because like, yeah, I'll do the exact same thing because I don't want you thinking, right, like it was a dab between me and her, and that could be something that you're actually interested in. Mm. Like, no, why would I ruin that?
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of guys do that, which I think is very sneaky.
Yeah.
I think it's very sneaky. I think a lot of guys are neeks nowadays. No, generally.
They're getting their feelings a bit too easy.
They're getting their feelings too easily. Two, they want to, like, for example, yeah, I could be moving a babe. Like, generally, I actually heard this recently. I'm not going to say when. I heard it recently. A guy wants to talk to a baby. All of a sudden, she gave me brain though. What? And then bloody ask you, Ak. What's wrong with you? Cool, fair enough. They're boys. So maybe, yeah, cool. Let me stay clear of that. But even if I want to go there, why do you feel the need to come and tell me that as soon as I say I want to talk to this girl?
Yeah.
That's very, like, if it was just brain, or even if it's you've chopped. If it was just a fling, you don't need to be talking to me like that. Like, straight away, personally, that's me.
What are you trying to do? Like, it's like a flex or something.
That yeah, it's like a flex. That's how I see it. It's like, you're trying to flex, like, man's already done that, bro. Like, you can go do that, though, but like.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, yeah, you do your thing.
You do your thing, but like, man's already done that. Like, chill. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like that, bro. Like, man's, I've definitely grown past the age of caring who has been where. It's not my business, bro. I don't care.
I've actually seen that. Let me not give time, man. Like, we're just out. And then, like, it was after a motive. And then there was, like, girls just, like, near where we were. We weren't speaking to them.
Mm.
And then, like, I think someone must have just said something to her. Like, weren't talking to her. Just, like, one line thing. And that was it, yeah. And then someone else has come. Like, oh, yeah, man's already done that still. We're like, nice, cool story, bro. But we don't care. Like,
no, I just don't.
I was like, so?
I don't,
like,
see the need.
I said it to her, like, I don't care, bro. Like, no one's even trying to move her, bro.
That's just, the
you
worst
just,
part.
You just wanted to say it. Yeah. To feel some sort of, yeah, man's done. Cool, bro. Calm. Like, we could have done that so many times in other situations. We just don't do it.
For some man, yeah, like, I'm not going to lie, that's a go-to. Like, that's a free ball. Right, you were able to do that.
Fairs. What can I
do now? Do you know what I mean? Like, so pick your poison, innit? If you, like, do you know what I mean? But then again, that's another way for guys to lie about what they've done as well, though. Because I've actually got a lot of guys do cap.
No, that's extra nuky. I'm not gonna lie, man.
Huh?
That's extra nuky, man. Why are you lying, though?
No, yeah, like, I've
especially actually, if it's so easy for it to just be disproven.
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna lie. I've come across a few guys that I've capped.
Then again, some girls don't claim bodies.
It's true.
So, do you know what I mean? Can get a little bit technical still. BCM.
What do you call it, man? Nah, but even either way, like, end of the day, I ain't cutting no guy off because of a girl, innit? That's just my opinion, sure. But yeah, flipping. What do you lot do this week?
That was, Actually, no, yeah. What did I do this week? Went back to work Tuesday, today, I ain't got no sleep the past two nights. I got no idea why. I'm just mad hot in the night. So then I woke up. I didn't even wake up. Maybe I slept till like 7. And I woke up at like 8:45, something like that. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to get work done right now. So I just told my manager, I was like, listen, got an appointment. I'll be back at like 12:01. Slept till like 12 o'clock and then just started working after that.
So you're even at home?
Yeah, I was asleep though. But I didn't get sleep all night. So I'm like, I can't function right now, bro.
But it's like, you're at home, you can just do it at your own pace type of thing.
I was not in the mood, bro. Like, I was like a zombie, bro. Like, I was half asleep. Like, I would have done something wrong.
Quick Red Bull, quick coffee, man. Quick something like that.
Yeah,
man.
But I just wanted to go back to bed, man. I'll be real.
No, them ones, I'm real.
Like, I was like, ugh, it's what it is. But yeah, that was this morning. Yeah. Short working week. Friday's around the corner. Not too bad. Yeah, man. Let's see what happens this month, man. I saw a quote and it was like, if you do interesting things will happen to you.
That's the worst quote I've heard in my
life. No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I'm going to test it out.
That is the worst quote I've heard in my life. If you do interesting things will happen to you. That is so not... Did you think of that? Is that you? Did you
saw it? No. I'm dead. No, I actually saw it. It was a TikTok. Some guy was just like, you got him interviews.
No way he got bad likes.
No, he did still. I won't even lie to you.
That is so bad.
I'm trying to find it.
That is so bad.
I want to test out though. I can see how it can work. I can see how it can't work as well, but you know what I mean? YOLO. Yeah, man.
Carpe diem.
Yeah, bro. You know what I mean?
Carpe diem.
Just got to, what would you like to do this week?
Depending what day is it? Monday.
When? Oh, my.
Church. Crossover. Oh, my days. Yeah, we were. That was crazy. This is the first year I've went to crossover with a lot of, like, friends. Usually, I'm actually by myself.
Yeah. Same. Normally with family, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually I'm by myself, but the fact that all three of us were at the same church,
yeah,
a few other people, was crazy still.
Did we tell them what happened? I don't think we did. Did we tell you what happened?
You did.
At church?
Yeah, when you guys came in. And you did, Eli.
Did we? Did you?
You definitely did.
I probably did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, first.
No, but that still shocks me till now, bro.
I don't know if that's...
We've got to tell the supporters, because obviously they don't know what we're talking about. So, Benzo got to church first. Then I came in after him. I got ushered to the front row. I was like, okay, Fez.
Passed off.
Everyone's just watching, man, whatever. And then Huss came in with a few more friends about 5 minutes after that. And then, like, within, like, 10 seconds of us all being seated, one of the ushers just come to them, right, our few more friends. The first time she said it, I didn't even hear what she said.
No, I heard.
I thought she was just, like, saying, oh, like, whatever. You look a little... She just said something, right? She said it again. She's talking about, oh, we don't allow women to sit in the front row. I'm like,
I wouldn't have moved. What is that type of... Is that...
What?
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Never.
No, bro. Like, I don't think you lot understand. Do we... When I heard it the first time, they were like, huh? I think one of them said, huh? One said, why? We don't allow females to sit in the front row.
And then I looked at you
last week. I looked at you and said,
wait, what?
In this generation?
That's crazy.
Do you know what I can just do on social media?
That's crazy.
I was shocked. I was like, what the hell is that? Yeah. This ain't in no Bible. What is this? This is culture.
I don't know what policy that is, though.
I didn't get it. When they said it, I was like, nah, like, man's not even, I'm not comfortable right now. I'm not comfortable with them sitting behind me. Because now I was like, am I now better than them or something? I think, you know, I was so uncomfortable. I was just looking at, I was like, this can't be real. There's no way they came and told people to move because they're a female.
Wait, so they moved to the row behind you guys?
Yeah, they moved to the row behind us. And then they're fighting to sit behind us, one row behind us, but they can't sit on the row with men.
This was even overflow, by the way. Overflow. You were there.
Yeah, I was.
It wasn't even the main building.
I don't think I've ever
heard. I've never in my life heard that.
Yeah, and then so, obviously you went to find...
Yeah, I said no, I was moving that.
And then, we came back and we moved to the back. But yeah, that was super weird still.
That was the worst way to start a crossover service, bro. I'm not going to lie.
It threw me off still, I'm not going
to
lie.
I'm just happy that we were able to find seats that were all together. Because if we weren't, then that would have just thrown everyone off.
But then the flipping stream, that we thought was in London.
Yeah.
It got to like, it got to 10:57. I remember this because I looked at my
3 minutes left.
He was like, oh yeah, 3 minutes left or 2023. I was like,
2024.
No.
3 minutes left of 2024. Oh, did you say 3 minutes left of
2024? Yeah, yeah, of, So then we looked at each other. We're like, is he fried? Like, how can you make that sort of mistake, bro? It's a crossover service. Like,
yeah.
Then I was like, everyone in that service is black. I'm like, is this in this country?
Is this in London?
Is this in London, bro? Like, nah, this is going to be Nigeria or Ghana or something. Then we all clocked that, yeah, because they're our in front.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't in London. So then I was like, okay, cool. Then it got to 11, obviously midnight there. Everyone's all rejoicing to my Happy New Year and that, even though we're in flipping London.
It was pissing me off.
I was like, okay, so what's going to happen in an hour then? What, are you going to rejoice again?
I was pissed off. You know, I was just like, there's no way everyone's jumping up and down right now.
Bro.
It was still 11 o'clock. It's still 11 o'clock. Please calm yourselves down. We're not there.
We're not there.
The only thing that, like, I was still happy with the message of the preaching. I was still getting it. I just didn't like that part. That why do we have to cross over with them? Why did we cross over in London?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I didn't get.
Yeah.
But luckily, 12 o'clock, or should I say, for after 12, they wanted to do countdown for us. But you know,
the thing is, the countdown came like what, a minute after 12, anyways.
I just couldn't believe it. And they started from like 23,
26, 20, or something. Man, not even on time, man.
But you know,
so I felt a little bit of a disconnect. I'm not gonna lie, but yeah, it is what it is. Spent. Crossed over with some close people. It was kind of dope.
But and then, yeah. That thing that happened at the start would really that would throw off people coming to that church.
Facts.
And it's facts. Bad because like the church is not even bad. That's the thing. It's just that event, if we were to now say the name of the church, it would throw off a lot of young people going to that church because of what that woman said.
Yeah.
And it could literally be a personal thing that she said that she doesn't want women in the front.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, who even thought of that?
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't, there's no logic behind it. I don't get it. The only thing that I was thinking of, yeah, is that, okay, they're two young women. Maybe they don't want men to be, you know, feeling a sort of way, looking at them and now all of a sudden thinking different things. Do you know what I mean? Or like,
but why would they think that?
It's young women in it in the front, so obviously you can see the back of them. So maybe that's the only thing I could think of is like, rah, like, what is it?
But still, man.
But even then, like, I don't know, man. That's the only thing I could think of.
Well, that was Monday. Well, yeah, early Monday morning, and then you went clubbing. No.
What's your problem?
I didn't say that.
Actually, this guy's problem.
Yeah, I went to.
I'm actually down with that store. Yeah, go on. Tell me where you went. Where'd you go?
I went to get chicken and chips, bro, and I went home.
At least, though.
What was you about to say there, bro?
I'm done with clubbing, yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm not done with it, but.
You're done with
clubbing. I just don't want to be there everywhere. I don't want to be everywhere. You know what I mean?
You don't want to be everywhere.
I don't want people always seeing me at parties. Yeah. No. So this year, I'll just take a break. It'll be my events. I don't even know when I'm planning to do one. Or like lounges maybe, but like I'm not gonna be where everyone is. I don't really like that no more. Especially because it's the same people.
That's another thing.
It's the same people I see. And like, I'm not gonna lie, like maybe just New Year's in general, I just don't enjoy the motives. Because I went to Cabana the day before, or 2 days before, no, I can't remember. And I enjoyed myself.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I'm sure I was listening to maybe the same music that I heard the next day.
Mm.
But like the vibe was just better for me. I just enjoyed it. I was with more people I kind of knew, maybe. I don't know. But I just enjoyed it more than the New Year's move. And I said it last year, I don't want to go to New Year's move, and I ended up going on.
I feel like clubbing is like a standoff. Like, it's me versus you, bro.
I'm glad that's like, how it wasn't.
Table
the
versus table, bro.
Oh,
you get right. Ball, I get ball. You get two, I get two. You get three, I get three. You get sparklers, I get sparklers.
I think that's the first bottle I've been in.
That is just nah.
That was the first one. I was like, no.
The only time I'd get involved in a bottle war is if I'm clear and abroad and I'm feeling myself.
Nah, the thing is, the way the club is set up, it's like, it's a competition, bro. My table's versus that one there. There's middle one versus middle section on the opposite side. That's how it was looking. And it's like, if they're getting involved, why the hell would I not get one? You know what I mean? So that's the person I was involved.
Easy to get sucked in. Easy.
But yeah, there was a lot of people there, man. But yeah, for me, I think New Year's moves just aren't for me. Yeah, I ended up spending what I didn't need to spend.
Was it mad?
Nah, not mad, but like I just didn't need to be spending.
Mm.
I didn't get drunk, which is good because I just bloody came from church. Mm. But I mean, it was bloody far as well. So yeah, nah, I'm happy I didn't really contradict or do anything wrong to start the year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, that's the only thing I'm a bit happy about.
Would you not ever go to, where is it? Is it Tower Bridge? Bare people go to Tower Bridge to watch the fireworks at midnight.
No. Oh, maybe, no.
I want to.
You say midnight?
Yeah, midnight.
Yeah, no, church.
I said before midnight, obviously.
No, I'll be at church.
I want to, but did you see how, like, all the train stations, like, just closed and these guys were just basically trapped in London?
That's so dead.
It was, I was like, what the hell?
That is so
I can't dead. Imagine how they got home that night.
Cab, the taking... cab, yeah.
Cab bro, oh, peak. Cab those times. I even
black
cab.
Cab, normal bro, cab.
If you saw how cab prices skyrocketed, bro. When I told you a journey that would be £10 was £30, bro.
It's New I'm telling Year's, bro.
You, yeah, these cab drivers, they were like, yeah, it's New Year's, bro.
Enjoy,
like,
man.
Bro, I was in shock and I'll be waiting. I'll just be I'll like, maybe we'll calm down, go more. I say, yeah, let me just.
Firm it.
Yeah, let me just firm it, man, and go
before
home.
It gets even higher,
yeah, bro. It
30 was, buff. Is that, yes, is that what you paid?
Yes.
For a 10 minute journey?
Yes.
After church?
Yes.
To start my new year. Nah, man. We're walking. Nah, we are walking. Man. I am walking. That's I swear
crazy.
Down. Someone asked me today why have I not been on the bus. I don't know. I drive, innit? That's what this. That's what. I don't know why they asked me that.
Wait, what? Why have you not been on the bus?
Someone literally just ran me and asked, why have you not been on the bus? I said, because I drive. They said, what, so you're against bus? I said, no, I just drive.
My
like,
goodness.
Where do I need to be taking a bus to that I can't drive? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The only thing I get on is train.
Fairs.
Yeah.
But on that day, £30 cab, oh, my Oyster card is coming up.
Bus.
I'm getting that bus. No cab. What's the night bus? And what, something? I'm yeah, getting that bus. Sounds, I'm yeah. getting that bus. I could be in Tower Bridge. I'm getting that bus all the way.
I thought there was night tube or something. Was that done as well?
Night tube.
There is no
am I bugging?
Thing.
Night there tube.
I've never heard of a night tube.
Swear.
I've never trains, in my life heard of a night
all trains stop running at like what?
1 a.m. or something.
Yeah, 1 a.m. It's actually 1 a.m.
1 a.m.
It's around that time.
A man said night tube.
I'm bugging. Maybe it never got introduced. I thought night tube was a
I've never stuff. Heard of night tube.
Where would it go? There's too many stations. Like, I'm not going to find
when
out.
When was the last time that you lot got a train late that sort of time? I can't even remember.
Multiple times.
That sort
of I, like the last train.
Yeah,
but yeah, multiple times. So,
but get, recently,
yeah, yeah.
Have you had to run for it?
No,
no. Carnival 2 years ago or last year.
You got the last
you'd never,
train.
You'd never get the last train though.
Yeah, surely.
No, you'd never be out that late. Exactly. Carnival finishes early. It's like a day party type of thing.
Does yeah, it finish early? No, but I went somewhere after.
Oh, first.
What year was it that we went? Did you even come? Did you come? No, did you? Come? No, you didn't.
It was
come.
2 years ago.
You came though.
Yeah. Was it 2 years ago?
Was it two? It, has, it wasn't ooh. Last year.
It wasn't last year.
No, it wasn't this year. Sorry,
it was 2 years ago.
It was 2 years.
Or was it last year?
No,
2021,
2022.
No, one.
Who was that speaking?
No, because this is we didn't go last year. It's in 2023.
Yeah.
So we must have gone in 2022.
Oh, you might be right. Oh,
I think no. we went in 2022.
Okay, yeah, you might be right. To be fair,
I don't think we went in 2021
because I was away with my family. I'm like, yeah, it was 2022 still. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we went in 2022.
Oh yeah, it's definitely 2022 still. Seen the snaps.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I got like a last train stop. I can't remember because the Elizabeth line stops running. I had to go to Abbey Wood. But yeah, I can't remember. I actually can't remember. Maybe that's the last time I can remember getting a last train.
Yes.
I don't know where I'd be that I need to get the last train stop.
No, I saw a tweet saying that Savannah James, LeBron James' wife, doesn't take pictures of men. Only women.
That can't be true.
I didn't think it was true either.
I can't be true.
But I've never seen a picture of her and a man.
If I search her,
I've
right
seen
now,
bare pictures of her. I've never seen a picture
I'm
of her. And
like,
a man.
It's coming based on someone, a man tried to stop her for a picture, she didn't stop. But then the girls tried to stop and
oh,
she stopped.
Oh, courtside.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, I saw that video.
But like, even then, I don't know. Is that something that LeBron would ask her to do? Or do you think she would just do that?
She might have done that of her own accord. I'm not going to lie.
But the internet's weird, though. So it's like, they could actually spin that, you know? Yeah, so maybe it's like, maybe it's even media training, you know? You know what I mean? Like, it actually could be
because of his brand, innit?
Yeah, like you can't have no tarnish, no scandals, no. You can't have nothing. Do you know what I mean?
But for it to be even a story,
Like, damn, I just can't see
it. I was going to say, for it to be a story, like, there's probably no pictures of her on her page or anywhere.
I'm on Google Images, bro. You can't find a picture of her as a man. Yeah. That is crazy.
Yeah, PR, G.
That's amazing PR.
That's top.
Bro. What do you mean PR? Like, that just means she doesn't want to take a picture of another man.
No, but like, how does that get introduced?
It doesn't mean she doesn't want to.
It just, I think she,
it means that. Like, do you think LeBron asked her, do you think she would say, nah, I'm not taking pictures because LeBron's my husband? She's got two kids that you don't want to hear no jokes online because, do you know what I mean? Like,
I think it was media training, like you said.
Yeah, maybe it was something to do with like their PR team, something like that.
That's extreme, surely. I think that's extreme.
I don't think it's hard,
not for someone like LeBron.
But I think it would be hard for LeBron not to take pictures with female fans.
I'm sure he has.
I'm sure that, like, maybe kids.
Maybe he hasn't. I don't think he has. Who would he take a picture with? No, he hasn't taken
He's got, he's opened a school, no?
Yeah, but that's different. That's like, kind of different, though. I mean, like, if he's out, like, at an event or something, or a premiere or something.
I'm sure he has.
Yeah, I've never even seen LeBron at an event.
To be fair, now that I think about it, I've only seen him in a picture of a woman if his wife is there as well.
Fairs.
Because I saw a picture of him, his wife, Draymond Green, and his wife as well. Yeah. Damn. It's crazy. I'm not going to lie, bro.
Yeah, he doesn't really take pictures.
I don't know. I don't think I would tell my wife to do that.
No.
Depends. If he has her high profile as they are.
I mean, if she does that of her own accord, then fairs.
It's like Ronaldo's wife. I don't think I've seen her with, what is it? That's not even his wife. But
more or less, though, isn't it?
Yeah, Ronaldo's girl taking a picture with another guy.
It was crazy. I don't know why they went. Why doesn't he want to marry her?
I bet it's because something to do with, like,
it's the money, bro.
Yeah.
He's paying her ridiculous money every month.
Yeah, but still.
It's probably less than what he'd pay if he got married and they divorced, though.
Oh, no, there's something about. Unless he set up a prenup. I saw he has to marry her.
What?
There's something about. In Saudi Arabian law, something like that.
Yeah, they bent the law for him.
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah. I remember, there's like a law or something about they have to be married.
Bent the law.
Like, because they're not married, they can't live together.
Yeah, that's it. That's
but
it.
He said, yo, she has to live with me.
Yeah.
And they
live with a Muslim.
Bro,
that's great.
They bent the law for Ronaldo.
To be fair, he made that money, he made that country a lot of bread, though, I'm not gonna lie.
A lot of bread. Like, probably the TV went up, the views, bro. How many stars he brought there?
I didn't even know Saudi Arabia had clubs.
I didn't know they had clubs, bro.
Yeah,
you can watch some. They're bringing up to what?
Apparently, they're trying to bring Saudi League into
Champions
League.
I saw Champions League is even getting scrapped.
Super League.
Is it?
Yeah, apparently. Like, this year is the last year of the current format. It's going to become an actual league next year.
Is it?
Of all the teams.
Or is that a Super League? More teams as well.
No. New Champions League format.
Say swear.
Yeah, bro.
I saw that Super League thing with all that, though.
That's slightly different.
That
scraps are actual leagues, I think.
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it does, still.
Yeah, it does. It was so weird. They released...
Like, so, for example, like, Chelsea in the Super League won't be in Prem no more.
Like, either in Super League or Prem, I believe.
It'll be in Super League, and it's actually... They posted it on Sky Sports.
I'm sure you get more money, but that's so stupid.
Yeah, it was terrible.
But yeah, the new UCL format will literally be like a league table. Of all the teams, like the Prem sort
and then
of
there's a playoff or something.
Yeah, something.
Wait,
like
wait. Okay, so league team of all the Champions League teams.
Yeah, like the Prem, exactly.
Oh, so and
like
then.
If you beat that person, you go second. You lose to that person, you go eighth. Like, it's like a whole league, literally like Champions. That's a league, innit? Instead of a cup.
Well, it's like, let's say you're last in the league and there's no chance of you ever winning it. Like, you wouldn't even want to be in it anymore.
No, but remember, it's Super League, so it's like every good team. Like,
No, he's talking about Champions League.
Champions League. Like, if you're in that new league format, let's say you're like towards the bottom.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even want to. If you know you're not going to win it, you probably play your youngsters, wouldn't you? Like,
yeah, but that's the same with the Champions League, though. Like, if you've lost like the first three games in a group stage and you can't qualify, like, there's no point in playing, but you still play, though, innit?
It's true.
Plus, it's exposure ratings and all that. It's true. It's still true. Business, do you know what I mean?
It is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the Super League thing.
Everyone's turning their heads on it. Everyone's suddenly supporting it.
It shouldn't happen, man. It should not happen.
I don't even know the ins and outs of it. Like, what does it even mean?
I thought they were still in the Prem. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know that they wouldn't be in the Prem no more.
No, I'm sure that if you agree to Super League, that means you're out of the league.
Yeah, you're out of the Prem.
Which is mad, though. Yeah.
I think they should do like a... What they do with NBA, like the whole...
Like, area-wise?
No. What
area-wise? As in East and West?
Yeah, I think they should do, like, Eastern Conference versus Western Conference. Do they even do that? They don't do that no more.
In what? Do you mean? NBA?
NBA.
It's not East versus West. Oh, you mean All-Star Games?
Yeah, All-Star Games.
Oh.
They should do that.
They used to do East and West, though.
East versus West?
In All-Star Games.
Oh, wait.
They used to do Eastern Conference versus Western.
That is what All-Star Games is. Yeah, that is what it is.
You was confusing me.
But they just changed it now. It's just like... It'll be like, oh, Kyrie's team versus Dada's team. Because they have team leaders. And they leaders, just
pick players. And they're leaders. No, they don't players. Do East versus as Westbrook.
They do. But you pick, bro. You pick from you just your pick conference. From
the All-Star list, bro.
No, like, where's Kyrie right now? Is that the Mavericks? Where, are they in the East or
I
West?
I think they're in the East. I think they're in the
if they're in the East, yeah, Kyrie will only pick players from the East.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah.
And then whoever's on the
I thought they just get... Oh, no, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
They can't just pick whoever they want.
I thought they just pick whoever they want.
I don't just be picking... Like, no, that's not the way it is. But they should do all-star games,
LeBron versus, like,
Steph.
Giannis or Steph or something, man.
Well, I think last year was Giannis, maybe.
Yeah. I didn't watch it, but...
No, I don't watch it.
They should do
all-star. I feel like they
should do that. 100%. That would actually be so lit. Yeah, that would be so lit.
Maybe Prem. So I think they wanted to do Prem and Serie A, you know?
That's so dead.
Nah. That's dead, but like, I think that's what they wanted to do, you know? I think I read that online. I think
there's not another league that has as many superstars as the Prem.
Yeah, they should just keep it within the league.
Just lose. Yeah, it should just be, it should be East versus... Then again, East versus West.
Not even East, West.
Or like Midlands versus London or something. Or London versus the rest.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
It'd have to be more even than that. It'd have to be more even than
London
that.
Versus the rest will be decent, you know?
But
then again, City. It'd be like City. United versus like, what, Chelsea and Arsenal, more or less.
And Tottenham.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be fair because let's say... Let's say in theory, all these London teams get relegated. What are you going to do? So there has to be something fairer than that.
Then how would they split?
Like, it should City just be it should just be how they do in the NBA, the ratings. Like, yeah, people vote. Yeah, people vote.
Okay.
Yeah, so they'll vote for players, top 10 players or top 10, top 5 strikers, whatever. Yeah, and so then,
probably like top 15 players, isn't it?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. No, but you have to 30, be 30, so. Exactly, yeah. 30
something. Oh, but it has to be your position as well, though.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. So
probably top 5 strikers, top 5.
I don't know why they haven't thought this, but they'll be devising such a complex plan for Super League.
To be fair, though, the Premier League is just boring.
It's not.
No, it's definitely not. I feel like they should make it more entertaining rather than
mean like how the players have no character.
No, just like I feel like they need to bring out more like fun stuff to do with football. Like
half-time
show. Like halftime show. Yeah, they should do all that stuff, bro. It's still TV at the end of the day.
It's true.
I feel like that's what America's
instead of
does.
Just watching commentators. Actually, no, because
I'm
pretty sure in NBA, if you're watching it on TV, you don't see the halftime game. Halftime show, sorry.
No, you see the commentary.
Yeah, you just see the commentary, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, in real life, it'd be better to
in real life, yeah.
Have you see, like the courts.
They've done that before as well, though. For maybe like World Cup or something.
Yeah, they do it for. No, they don't. They only do like opening ceremonies for like Champions League final or something like that.
I swear they've done a halftime show before, maybe for UCL. They've done it for something,
and it would not be maybe for World Cup.
That's a World Cup.
No, World Cup would have had not halftime show, just plus, opening ceremony.
They can't even do that. How long is the like? You get 20 minutes, 15 minutes. Halftime is like
it only works
minutes,
for the Super Bowl, to be fair.
Because it's actually like a
that's even next month.
Yeah,
are you following
Super Bowl's next month? Yeah. February, it is.
Valentine's Day. Yeah,
I'm not following still.
No, I don't. What's even happening with Ravens though?
Yeah, Lamar Jackson. Oof. MVP. Apparently, I ain't following it. But I'm gonna watch the Super Bowl. I always.
The game's on Sky Sports now, isn't it? So,
are they?
Yeah, they're like late. And NBA games on Sky Sports now.
Yeah, but they're just stupid times.
True.
Start at like 1. Like, who's doing that? Start at 3. Like, it's mad.
True.
Yeah, I watched the Super Bowl. I probably have to book off work the next day, though.
Yeah. I need to check the date right now.
Yeah, I might actually have to book that still.
Because I actually want to...
Because I couldn't watch it. No, I didn't watch the full Super Bowl last year. But I watched Rihanna's show. And then I had to go and work the next day. I was like, no, that's dead, man.
It's because the games are so long, like 3-4 hours.
But it's still entertaining as hell.
What, the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
All NFL games. They're like 3-4 hours long. They are.
No, I would prefer to just to watch the
Super Bowl.
I was saying that all games are like 3 hours long.
Oh, yeah, they are.
No, I would prefer to watch the Super Bowl, though. Yeah,
like, I wouldn't like fly out to just watch like a normal
game. I would definitely, if I was flying out to America, I would definitely go to a football game.
Yeah.
I prefer to go to an NFL game.
That's what I
said. That's the same thing.
Sorry, NBA game. I'm tired, bro, man. I'm running off like 2 hours sleep. Yeah, NBA game, I'd rather watch a normal NBA game than a normal NFL game. But if it's like a final, Super Bowl, 100%.
Would you rather watch NBA finals or NFL finals?
As a Super Bowl?
Super Bowl versus championship. Or the championship game. Game seven.
I realize it's game seven still. Steph versus LeBron.
Yeah, game seven.
100%.
Because I feel like in NFL, the game can be out of reach so quickly.
Yeah,
but it can be. It can be for.
It never really is, though.
It was with Golden State, Cleveland. Like how many years when we were in like secondary,
and then Cleveland.
That's
came
different.
Back.
That's the series.
That's when they won, though.
That's exactly.
Oh, it was like three years in a row. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but that's the series, though. Like in a game, like in the NFL Super Bowl, like. You can score how many touchdowns and you're like, what, 24, 28 up?
Halftime show as well. That's part of it as well that you get to watch.
True.
Look at the stars. Entertainment first.
Yeah, they brought Bear. No, it was Rihanna that year. Then the year before was Snoop Dogg. No, they didn't bring out 50.
They did bring out 50. Not the same year, though.
No, there was a year that it was 50.
Snoop.
No. It was Eminem, Dr. Dre.
50.
Then there was that year.
Snoop Dogg was Rihanna as well?
No, Rihanna was the year after.
Yeah,
but it was Mary J. Blige as well. That was bloody hard, man. That was bloody hard.
You know how much you'd pay just to see all those people in the same room, fam?
Bro.
Then again, tickets probably aren't cheap. But they're definitely not cheap. Definitely not cheap. Right.
Super Bowl final.
Would you watch a baseball game?
No. They make money, though, you know?
Don't care.
They make stupid money.
Don't care.
They make stupid money.
I would not watch a baseball game.
I wouldn't watch it, though, no. That's rounders. Find out.
You wouldn't think that American football is bigger than basketball, would you?
American football is bigger than basketball. No,
in America?
Not, I would not think that, no.
But it is.
Baseball's the biggest.
As in out of NFL and NBA, NFL is bigger.
Baseball's the biggest, though, apparently.
Probably, yeah.
Apparently, sure. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments.
Because Super Bowl gets like 115 million views.
What does UCL get? Would UCL be bigger?
Nah. I don't think. Ooh. I don't know.
Then what? What will we compare it to again? NFL or NBA?
NBA, yeah. NBA versus NFL. That's
what UCL definitely gets more views, bro.
Than Super Bowl? Yeah. It should, but I don't know if it does.
Do you say Super Bowl or NFL, do you say?
Yeah.
Man, I'm riding on UCL, bro. Pause.
2023 NBA Finals, 11.64 million.
Did you say NBA?
NBA versus NFL.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, this year's finals, 11 million people watched it from America, to be fair.
For the NBA, and what about the Super Bowl?
It was 100 million or something like that.
I said right. UCL, bro.
Oh. UCL?
Yeah.
But UCL finals, like...
I said UCL finals.
Oh, you're... I was talking about NBA versus NFL. You said no, UCL no, after
said,
that.
Yeah, I asked you all, like...
Is
UCL bigger than NFL?
Probably not.
I don't think...
Sorry, no, it probably is.
I think it is. It
depends on...
UCL's worldwide, bro.
Yeah, what is it?
400 mil.
Yeah, stop talking to me, man.
Damn.
Yeah, 400 mil, yeah.
UCL, bro, that's the world, that's world football, bro. That's Europe.
Yeah. Maybe it's because I'm thinking about that. The past finals haven't been that entertaining.
Well, last year's wasn't.
Last year's wasn't.
City Milan.
Yeah, City Milan.
Which Milan? AC?
Inter Milan.
We watched it in the thing after the studio.
That's how you know you didn't remember it.
Yeah, I don't remember. Only game I remember is World Cup final.
Yeah, exactly.
And obviously Chelsea, but obviously no.
That Chelsea final was... That was...
That World Cup final is still the best football game I've watched in my life.
It is, man. It is. Have you, man, watched the documentary on Netflix?
Nope.
Of the World Cup final?
Of the whole World
the
Cup.
The World Cup. There's a documentary.
Like, all the captains are basically just talking through.
Oh, yeah, fair. I need to watch that stuff.
No, I ain't watched it. Don't plan on watching it, though.
They were talking about Eriksen, fam. How he almost finished himself off. It's crazy still. Why are you about to laugh, bro? That's crazy.
That's actually crazy where the man said almost finished himself off.
Okay, yeah. He almost died.
Yeah, like... Then I
and you're still laughing.
No. I'm not. Why are you laughing, bro? I've developed a habit, bro.
You got problems, G.
I don't know why.
Oh, my days. Oh, I'm going to develop a habit of just buying an item of clothing or a pair of shoes every month, I think.
I think that's a bad habit.
Because of the trips we've got booked, or a trip we've got booked.
I don't have any trips booked, bro.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, I thought you was trying to go skiing in 2 months, bro. Nope.
No.
Oh, you trying to hide that?
I don't know. Guess I can't now. No. Interesting. The only trip I'm considering now is Amsterdam. So,
for your birthday.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah. So
I hear you.
If you can't contact me for 1 or 2 days, it's because I'm in Amsterdam. Simple as that.
Why wouldn't anyone be able to contact you, bro?
I just want my time. Do you know what I mean? Last year, you lot had my time. So this year, let me have my own time. But yeah. That'll be me, Storm.
D&D Bandit, fam.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of people try to get onto us. I don't care.
I'm on and off now, to be fair.
Nah, I've not been off. I'm not gonna lie. Once I came on it, pause. I've not done it.
Once you came on it?
I already paused that. Why are your eyes opening?
That's crazy.
Why are your eyes opening?
That's all I heard. I was like, whoa. What are you guys talking about?
You trying to get out right now, little bro?
What's that game you lot played?
I didn't play no game.
I didn't. Just relax.
What the hell? I'm muting that.
Just relax.
What the hell? This guy's tapped.
What are you trying to do?
This guy's tapped. What the hell? This guy's tapped.
Oh, this guy's tapped, man.
Nah, that's getting muted.
Nah. Benzo, was you there?
Just chill, man.
No, I wasn't actually.
About. It's weird. I don't know what you're talking about.
I wasn't talking about anywhere.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. Bro,
I'm muting everything, bro. It's calm. This guy's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Actually, tap. What? I want to bring that online. Love it, man. This month, what's my plans for this month, though? I don't really have anything planned. Other than my birthday, I was gonna tell us to go to a lounge, the weekend of my birthday. But I'm all
weekend
right.
After
the weekend of my birthday,
I also the one.
Yeah, before. The weekend coming up. Sorry, not the weekend before. Coming up.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, yo, let's go to a lounge, but not gonna lie.
Wait, hey, did that guy that got his face slashed for the kind of the goose? Did he get a sponsorship?
Apparently from Moncler.
I think that's fake. I heard that. Someone was talking about it. I was like, wait, what? Why would... What
type gives a sponsorship on TikTok?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, is that what he posted?
Yeah.
Fez.
That they messaged him on TikTok. I think it's fake.
Claire would endorse that. It has to be. I think it's fake.
But then again, you never know in this day and age.
And then I heard something about that Benzo, the first guy, complaining about it because apparently he's been... I don't know. I was just hearing stuff.
Oh, because he's been saying, look, Moncler.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Nah, still, I think it's fake still. Has to real be. Well, kudos
sounds
to
like,
him.
What? Well, no, there's no kudos. There's no way that could happen.
That's so silly. That would be very silly of Moncler as well.
Yeah. Word. To get involved in something like that.
Yeah, that'd be endorsing something that shouldn't be endorsed.
Word. Are you man seeing these like Nella Rose type videos on YouTube now?
No.
What do you mean? Down. Like people in uni doing like, literally the same setup. Of like 5-6 people.
I haven't seen that for years, bro.
Swear. I stopped seeing it for...
Yeah, to be fair, it stopped, but I
started seeing it this week.
Like, it's always been there still, but... Nah, I'm not really on YouTube no more like that.
You didn't watch... Did you watch Three Shots and Billy the Goat?
I checked it out on...
It's a good one still.
I saw it today still on my YouTube thing. I actually just went on it for the first time I saw it, but I haven't finished or anything.
They were saying how... He was saying it. Marv was saying how if he's already got a crib before he's married,
yeah,
he'd leave that crib and move into a whole new crib with her.
Why?
Because he'd want to keep that crib and rent it out wherever it is.
Oh, no, yeah. For business, I get that. I thought it was like he's going to go into something else. Like,
yeah, because he was saying like if it's a crib that he's bought, I think Keith was saying how if it's your crib, mentally you'd think this person's sort of invading your space even though it's your wife or whatever. But
I hear it though, getting into a new space with your wife.
And there's no notion of get out of my house or this is my house. Like, it's both of your houses if you both get a crib together. Whereas if it's your crib, there's always that possibility that you can say, yeah, get out of my house. Because technically it's your house, your name's on the house, innit? So, I kind of hear
it. If there's cheating, you can get out of the house. I don't care. Even if we both together, get out of my house.
And Billy was saying how there's some man that leave their crib because a woman says, get out of the house.
I'm not doing that, mate.
Like,
unless I'm actually in the wrong.
I wouldn't even sleep on the couch, bro. Be real.
Like, unless I'm actually in the wrong.
Leave the house.
Like, if I'm in the wrong, like, I've actually done, like, if I've cheated, and she says, don't sleep in the bed, I won't sleep in the bed. Because that's, like, you're kind of violating. But like, if she wants space from you, you're kind of violating by still sleeping in the bed. I think personally.
Yeah.
I think that's violating. But her saying leave the yard is like, Russ, where do you actually want me to go? That's the only thing that I think of. But other than that, I wouldn't sleep in the bed if that's what she wants.
If I cheat, would I not sleep in the bed?
Because now she now goes out of the bed and now goes sleep on the couch, you feel like an even worse guy.
Oh yeah, that can't happen still.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I'll probably leave the bed still. I'm aware. But yeah.
Maybe.
Shout out to them, man. Shout out Free Shots. Shout out
Willie. Word, shout out Willie, come on.
But yeah, man.
That's what, 111? You know you put 111 on the thing?
Yeah, I did.
What?
Yeah, I did.
What are you doing?
I edited it as 111 as well, bro.
Nice. Brilliant.
I actually thought it was 111. 111 is crazy, bro. Just 111, bro.
111? Why is 111? Anyways. Yeah, that's 111.
111.
Yeah, man.
What are we saying, pod?
Tell a friend, tell a friend.
Tell your family. Shout out to all you lot listening right now, though. That made it to the end.
Liking, commenting, subscribing. Hopefully voting for us for the Gen Z Award Podcast of the Year. I think it's next month now.
I don't know when it is, you know.
Believe it's next month. I'm not too sure. We'll check that out. But yeah, other than that, thank you, the Bull Defense, for coming, man.
Thank you. Be able to hustle, hustler. Stay with hustling, my people.
Stay with him, man. It's been your boy Benzo in the booth.
Benzo.
And we'll see you lot in the next one still.